From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. South Florida and the greater Miami area are looking at a serious threat from rising seas. Officials from Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties agree on a projection of about 2 feet of sea level rise by the year 2060. WLRN's Kate Stein says two newly elected mayors in Miami-Dade today were filled in on an initiative to address rising seas and other livability challenges.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez and Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber met with Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez and leaders from 100 Resilient Cities. It's an international program that helps cities address chronic problems that make it harder to cope with challenges like hurricanes or sea level rise. Michael Berkowitz is 100 Resilient Cities president.
Take Katrina in New Orleans. The Katrina impact was as much about the quality of transportation in the neighborhood, public health, how the city's institutions serve the poorest and most vulnerable neighborhoods. All of those things, which are not necessarily climate impacts, made Katrina the disaster that that storm was.
Miami, Miami Beach, and Miami-Dade County have been participating for about a year and a half. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber says he sees potential in how the program aims to work across city and county departments and involve the public's input.
We're not waiting for someone to come in and rescue us. We're rescuing us. Our residents are rescuing themselves.
The city and county resilience officers just completed a preliminary assessment of challenges and will dive into six focus areas in the months ahead. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.